So I'm in a pickle. I'm in a pickle. I've just had an interview for a position at Home Depot, and it starts out at $13.75. After a year, it'll go up to $14.95. Has benefits, paid sick days, pay time off, all that good stuff, 401k, whatever, all the good stuff. And my job that I have right now doesn't have any of the good stuff, but it does have $15 an hour. And I know that if I wanted to, I could definitely just try harder and become a lead. And or a PSR slash lead. I know at the job that I have now, there's a lot of room for like just stuff, little things for me to get away with, like sitting down when I should be working, or not should be working, it's just when there's stuff going on, or you know, just little shit that you can get away with that I know for a fact that I'm not gonna get away with at Home Depot, because their shit is so organized. Everyone has a one specific job, and you just do that shit for 8 hours, which I mean sucks. It's funny because my dad is like, it's ironic. He's like, "Oh, you shouldn't be busting your ass." Like, he thinks I'm sad because of work, but I'm just sad. I'm not sad because of work. I'm just a sad person. So he's like, "Oh, you shouldn't be busting your ass at work. I'll get you a better job." And he hooks it up. And I'm not trying to diss him. I'm not trying to diss him or anything. I love my dad and I appreciate him. I appreciate him, you know, looking out for a job for me. But the thing is, I don't know, dude. The thing is, I need to just stop thinking about shit and just start doing more shit, like trying to become a lead at the job that I already have. I don't know. It's funny. Like, I never wanted to be a lead or PSR, which PSR means plain sight rep, which means the person who is pretty much in charge on the ramp when a plane is either being downloaded or loaded. I never really wanted to be. I got the opportunity. My manager asked me if I wanted to be one. I said no. And as of right now, in like the past few months, everyone's been like saying, "Oh, I'm probably gonna get like a lead position, or like I've been there a while, and I'm probably gonna, I don't know, just my name somehow gets mixed up with lead." And I'm always like, "Nah, dude, I don't want to do that. I'll take the money, but I don't want to deal with all the other shit that comes. I don't want to deal with being responsible for other people and then having to deal with AHA, which is, AHA's my general manager, and he's just, he's brutal. He's pretty anal about everything, and just, he gets on you about every little thing. And as of right now, he doesn't deal with like just the regular employees at this point. He used to when he was just the manager, but now that he's a general manager, he just deals mainly with the orange, the leads and the soups and the managers. So I don't have to deal with them anymore like I did in the past, and I don't want to have to deal with them again. So I mean, I have my reasons for not wanting to be a lead, but at the same time, it's like I feel like I'm not doing anything. I've been working at a spot for 2 years and have nothing to show for it. And I don't know. You take for granted the things that you have. I'm honestly scared to work at Home Depot, because I know that shit's gonna be brutal. Oh yeah, I don't know if I finished explaining the irony. My dad's like, you shouldn't be busting your ass. I'll find you a better job, and then he finds me this job, and it's I'm 100% gonna be harder than the one I have now, which sucks. I don't know. Fuck. Take for granted the shit you have. It's crazy. I never wanted to be a lead before, and now that I might be working at another spot. I just had the interview today, and the guy told me that they'll call me or send me an email on Monday. Today's Friday. So on Monday, they'll either give me a call or an email telling me if I got the job or not. So I'm scared. Man. That's crazy. That's crazy. I don't know. I mean, some things just take time. Like, I feel like the best thing to do is just to, right now, is just be to not think about it until Monday. When they let me know if I got the job or not. Man. It's just another reason that don't want to be lead is because I'm trying to gain aesthetics. I'm trying to gain a great physique, and to do that you need to eat a lot. And so that's what I was talking about. That's one of the great things that I can do at my job now, is like there's a lot of opportunity and like time where I can, you know, eat either part of my meal or sometimes eat my whole meal. One of the two that I bring to work. Which is, again, definitely not going to happen at Home Depot. I'm sure it's just like nonstop. I mean, I don't know how the breaks are. I don't know if you get like one break, or if you get like a lunch and a break or something like that. Now, like I said, sometimes you just have to chill out and wait. But I just felt like I had to talk about it because it's bothering me. It's bothering the shit out of me. You know what else is bothering me? You know what's bothered me for so fucking long? This girl named Lindsay. I liked her so much. Like, I was so infatuated with this female. And she just didn't like me back. She just didn't. That's crazy. And I tried to like get her for so long. Tried to like get with her for so long. For so long, dude, like 2 years. For 2 years, I kept trying to like, I was friend zoned for like 2 years. I mean, not completely friend zoned. Not completely friend zoned, because we would like make out sometimes, but it just made me feel even worse to know that she didn't like me and that she was making out with me. It's just fucking, I just felt so many terrible feelings and emotions from that female. God, I don't even know why I like her so much. That's the thing that's so stupid, is there's actually no reason for me to like her, because she doesn't make me feel good. She's never done anything for me. You know, she's never been good to me. All she is just, I love her personality, and I love the way she looks. And acts, even though, actually, no. I mean, yes and no. Some things, just like her, yeah, her personality, not really all of her actions. But the thing is, I don't know, one thing that's crazy, or that is really interesting, something I heard Gary Vee say, he's like, no one has it better. It's similar to a similar extent, J. Cole's song Love Yours, where it's just talking about, you know, one of the lyrics is no such thing as a life that's better than yours. And then Gary Vee says that no one has it better. So I don't know, just those two quotes. No one has it better than you. He's like, trust me, no one has it better than you. Or, you know, no one's got it better. Everyone's got their shit. And then J. Cole's quote, no such thing as a life that's better than yours. It's just something to think about whenever you, whenever I see Lindsay and I think about her, I'm like, fuck, dude. She's caused me so much, you know, trouble and pain and sadness, but you have to think about the other person too. Is empathy was also something that Gary Vee talks a lot about. It's good to have empathy. I mean, it's actually really healthy, to be honest. It's healthy to have empathy for other people. It's like mentally healthy to have empathy for other people. For example, like Lindsay, to not just think about only myself and what she's, you know, done to me, but like just think about all the shit that she goes through, because she, I mean, she's told me about, you know, not like everything, but a lot of the stuff that she's gone through, and how she's also really unhappy. She goes through like moods, like really intense mood, like mini depressions or whatever. And I don't know, that's just crazy. It's like it makes me think about, you know, no such thing as a life that's better than yours. Like, yeah, my shit's fucked up, but, you know, her shit's fucked up too. Like, everybody's fucked up. Everyone has their shit. You know, life is tough for everyone. I really like that quote, though. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. I like that quote. Helps you keep yourself in check, keep it in perspective, that like no matter how bad you think you have it, there's someone else who has it just as bad. Like it's not even it's perspective. Perspective is like a really interesting thing. It's no matter what you have going on in your life, someone else feels like almost exactly the same. Someone else has shit that they worry about or that bothers them, you know. The only difference is what you do about it and what other people do about their problems. I mean, everyone has problems. It's just, yeah, it's really interesting to think about that. Like, you might think that you should. And then another quote that I really liked from Gary Vee is when he said, you can't see happiness. So, I mean, he said, do you really think that guy that you see rolling in that Cadillac or that BMW or whatever, you really think that guy is happy because he has that car, you know? Holy shit, I just got scared. This cop just started flashing his lights. And then turned him off. He was like right behind me. What the heck? Anyway, oh, I forgot what I was talking about. Shit. Gary Vee talking about what was he talking about? Yeah, perspective and stuff. Oh yeah, happiness. You can't see happiness just because someone has a mansion and 10 supercars and fucks all the bitches that he wants, or fucks all the guys that she wants. You know, it doesn't mean that they're happy. It's like celebrities getting like overdosing and shit, you know. It's like they have their problems too. Everybody's got their problems. No one has it better. You look at celebrities like, oh, you're so lucky, what can you complain about? It's like they have a lot to complain about, just like you. The problem is when you do complain about it instead of like trying to work it out I mean, there's a difference between talking about your problems and complaining about your problems. Because when you complain, you don't. It's like it. Complaining has no intention to actually fix whatever it is that's being complained about. At least that's what I feel like. That's my little theory. Usually when someone complains, they're actually not thinking about ways to fix a problem at all, or they're not considering it. They could be thinking about a way, but they're not actually considering actually doing it. Doing something to fix their problem that they're complaining about. That's what I mean when I say there's a difference between like talking about something that's bothering you and just complaining about it. It's the intent. Yeah. You know, like memes. I love memes, man. Life's crazy. That one guy, he's like, I just found out that my birthday is the same day that I was born. Life's crazy. I like that one. Dude, I swear everybody needs some memes in their life. They're so good. It's a wholesome experience to show your friend a good meme, and then you both laugh about it, and then it's like an inside joke for a while. Dude, I'm really stressing out over this job thing. Dude, it just bothers me that, like, you can work your whole life doing some shit that you don't like. I don't know. That just bothers the fuck out of me. Like, I don't really know what I like to do. Like, I like to go to the gym, but it's hard to stay motivated to do something that you like when you're so in a funk from doing 8 hours of something that you don't like, and just thinking about that and thinking about how you're doing something for so long that you don't like, and then just feeling like a failure. Just feeling like you're wasting your life. So then that depresses you, and then you don't want to go to the gym because you don't want to do anything. Dude, at the end of the day, I think the best thing to do is just to stop complaining and just start doing more shit. That's literally like the best advice you could ever give. Just do more shit. Do the maximum amount of shit, because then you won't have time to think. You'll just be doing shit, and you won't wonder what will happen or won't happen. You'll just be doing more shit. I feel like that's probably the best advice ever. Probably the best thing you could do with your life. Just do as much stuff as possible. So for me, that would be doing more podcast, Instagram, hanging out with family, going to the gym, and choosing for myself, not listening to my parents. Because the whole reason that I'll go to Home Depot if I get the job is just because I know my dad really wants me to. So to choose for myself, either to go to Home Depot or just to stay at the job I'm at now and become a lead and ask to become a lead in a PSR. That would be doing the most shit that I could do. But I'm just too scared and lazy. I mean, I'm not too scared and lazy. Obviously, I can do it. Those are just my shitty excuses. Yeah, those are pretty much just my shitty excuses. Like, no one gives a fuck about your excuses. That's why it sucks to have excuses. Because the only one who cares about them is you. So at the end of the day, you just have to stop being a little bitch and do more stuff. That's pretty much the best advice. No, I don't know. I feel like life, this has a lot to do with like your mental game. Just being very healthy and stable mentally. I don't know, dude. I think way too much. It's a curse. That's why I think I should just do more stuff. That way I won't have time to think. Dude, this shit's so depressing. Anyone who's listening to this is probably like not listening to this. Who would listen to this? Alright then. You know what? On that note,